Hello.
Hi, Steve. Thomas here.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Well, good. Did you go ahead and check it, take a look at it, and so what's the update on it?
Oh, you sent me an email?
No, I did not. I'm just asking about you. Like, you'd ask for an hour because you had some things to look at.
On the label?
No. I called you an hour ago, right?
Right, about the website, the store.
Yeah.
Well, people can buy now.
I checked it, and I created an account, and I went to the last step, that is the shipping. And at that point, I am able to pay with the credit and debit card, so that's a very good news that we can do it. But I'm not sure, like later down the road after a month, maybe Shopify would directly charge you for the integration of it. Because Shopify usually does that. I'm not sure about it, but yeah, that can happen.
Well, I hope not, because, you know, maybe they've changed their policy because they're getting the charges up front on the credit cards. It would seem to be kind of, it would be self-defeating for them to change their policy now.
Are they keeping any percentage of it on each sale or not?
Yes, they have, on each sale, they're taking 2.5% off the amount charged to the credit card.
Okay, that's the merchant fees that they're charging. Okay, that's okay. That's acceptable.
Yes. It sure beats the hell of the upfront cost there, you know.
Yeah, exactly, because usually it happens that when you're setting up a payment merchant on the site that you have to integrate it yourself. But Shopify does it themselves, and now they're doing it like themselves. So the client is like, not facing any problem with setting up the payments. So they do it. You just need to activate it. I just checked it on other Shopify websites, and it works the same. I don't have your credentials, so I could have taken a look at your website.
Okay. Do you need me to add you on as a helper for my website, or you can already do that without being added?
Yeah, if you want, but we're not working on your website at this moment. Like once we start working on your website, because we need to revamp the whole website, like redesign it, like in a good way. So at that point, I will ask you for adding me onto the back end. Not right now.
Okay, well, what we'll do is just let it run for a little while, and I'll see what the needs are and where the improvements can be, and then you can advise me on that, or you can take over the website to improve it, and I'll just advise you on what I think.
Yeah. Just run it for like a couple of weeks. It performs okay. Clients are happy, and you're getting more sales. Like if you get new clients, then it's a very good thing. If not, then we will go ahead and simply revamp and give it a new look, a decent look, so the website could look more professional. Because right now, it's just like a simple stuff, and you have added two products and no categories, no sections. You know, that we were talking about
right.
happy tales. What was that?
Happy healing.
Yeah, happy healing. So
yeah,
we would make your website look like that.
Yeah, I'm going to get potassium iodide tablets from China, and I'm trying to anyway. I'll list those on there. That'll be one of the next things because, they're a hot seller throughout the world. Everybody has a nuclear fears, so you know, I saw that Ukraine had ran out of the potassium iodide tablets. They may be buying them all right now, but I don't know that. I'm going to find out.
Are you planning in stepping into international sales in the future?
Yes. Once I get this all set up on domestic, I'll add in international, but I need to check laws about that too because with customs.
Yeah, you have to check. You have to check the customs too.
Right. Germany's much more restrictive, but then you have customs like Africa. Really, don't give it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, but let's do some research on it, like which countries needs this product the most. Then we would step
Right.
in that country and start selling in that country. First, we will market your product in that country and see the result, like how people are reacting to it. And based on that reaction, we'll go ahead and start selling in that country.
Right. I would need a distributorship, a fulfillment center, like I want to do Australia. So I may have to go there, or my son go there, and we could set up the distributorship there. I could ship things in bulk, make the products there, have a fulfillment center there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you are very good in researching, like a lot more better than me, I think. So do some research first and see, like, how people, like, needs this product. And I'm sure, like, we can go ahead and sell it. But, yeah, currently we need to work on the branding of this product, of course. That is the most important, Steve. If the branding of the product is good, no matter what is inside, but the first impression of the product feels good in the hand, then the client is yours, 100%.
Right. The one thing, I'll need to, get it everything refined, make the label look good, and I'm really concerned about adding sulfathiazole on my next labels. I may pull that sulfathiazole off of there and just go with sulfur byproducts or sulfur, which covers that. So people don't steal my my formula or try to duplicate my formula. So I may be hiding.
So why don't you simply trademark it? Trademark or copyright?
Well, I'll look into that, Thomas. That's a good suggestion. I'll check on that because I need to do something. Can you help
True
me with that.
That? Help you with what?
The trademark and the copyright.
Abul, did the guy you spoke to, do you remember, from the legal team?
I'll need to get back with him.
What
kind of
a month?
We need to keep that in mind because some son of a bitch will try to damn copy my shit,
Let's do one thing. Let's do one thing. Whenever you have time, just visit the website that is, what was that called? The government website. That is
FDA.
No, not FDA, not FDA. The other one for trademarks and copyright.
There's
a website. Official governmental website, and you can just check out their website and see the pricing and stuff and everything. If you need a lawyer, I'll provide you a lawyer. Don't worry about it. You must have a lawyer too.
Well, we've got we don't want to get in any trouble, but we sure would like to get all the sales. But I don't want people stealing all my ideas, copying them, and then trying to interrupt business. You know how people are, man. They're greedy as shit, and they're smart,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
They've already been in there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And your ideas have been copied by others, like a lot of times. You have told me about it.
Right. I've been ripped off enough. Don't need that anymore.
Yeah. You have learned a lot.
I'll be back with you, Thomas, okay? I'm going to work on my truck for a little bit right now, and I'll be back with you later on today.
Did your Jaguar fixed? It was broken.
I'm waiting on the parts from England. They're already in, they passed through LAX, and they're headed this way. So I think maybe by Monday or Tuesday I'll have the parts to do that with. But I may just park it because I may be relocating from Greenville to Mountain Home, Arkansas, or Henderson, Arkansas, where my friend has a large building, concrete floor, air conditioned, with an apartment in it, and she will finance whatever I need done.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. That's good to know.
I can go from there. Plus, she has a boat, and there's a lake right there.
I'll come see you there.
Yeah, look up Henderson, Arkansas. It's kind of isolated and remote, but hell, that doesn't bother me. You know, I can, I'll have all kind of problems going. Don't give me faith. I'm like hell, man. But
Oh, yeah. Okay, so tell me about the label. Shall we go ahead and proceed with the label cost?
Well, figure everything up, and then I'll make arrangements for the funds. Make it until Wednesday.
Yeah, you need to like get the funds ready today so I can process the order. And because so you know it's going to take a week, because just like the boxes are taking a week. By Monday you'll receive it, and you place an order a week ago. Same goes with these labels too. So if we design it today, and tomorrow we'll present it to you, and once you approve the design, then we'll place the order, and then after like 4 or 5 business days, you'll get to receive those labels. So it's better that we place the order today. I mean, you pay for it today.
Well, we can't place the order until you have the funds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, if it's possible.
It may be Wednesday before I have the funds, Thomas, but I'll try to get them before then. I'll notify you as quickly as I have the funds. But they'll arrive, and it may be that I sell enough product to have the money for the funds myself. I may be able to do the funding out of my own pocket. So I'll know more by the end of the day. Let's give it a couple hours.
Just let your friend know that you need to place an order for the bottom labels, and that is important. So she might understand.
I'm way ahead of you, Thomas. I've already sent that text to her, and as soon as she arrives at the destination where she's traveling to, she will contact me and give me confirmation. So give me just a little time, and I'll be right back with you.
Sure, sure. I'll be standing by. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Thomas.